Chapter 8. He can't sleep. The ceiling fan is revolving. The air conditioning is running. The bar fridge is grunting. A dog barks. A car passes. A light plane flies overhead. Sleep becomes fragmentary, then elusive, then impossible. His mind is working. The early morning remorse, the self-flagellation at weakening, of letting the gambling machines penetrate his skin, stripping his wallet and his self-respect. He knows he needs sleep. Needs to be fresh for the new day, but the more he tells himself this, the harder it becomes. So he runs. He dresses in his shorts and singlet and heads out of town, not up the dirt roads, but along the highway, ascending the hill out of the amphitheatre town, heading north, up towards the pass that bisects the Twin Ridges, the road to Queensland. He pushes himself hard, lactic acid burning, a punishing pace. The lights of the town glow about him, the low grumble of the occasional truck as miners head out before dawn to beat the heat. Three cyclists pass him, dressed in lycra, taillights flashing red, puff their way past him like escapees from the city. Beyond the town, the road continues upwards under the slowly lightening sky. A wallaby bounds across in front of him, seemingly oblivious to his existence. In the distance, the cyclists have melded into the gloom, only their taillights visible, bobbing like red fireflies. He settled into a steady pace now, breathing rhythmically, a two-part in-breath followed by one quick exhalation. In, in, out. In, in, out. His legs are no longer complaining, and his arms are moving more easily, his motion self-contained, correctly calibrated.